Good evening. This is Nissapod on Tuesday, the 11th of June. And this is just a quick audio boo, really, to update anybody who is interested in how the moving to a different part of the country is progressing. So we have been house hunting. And we have found a house that we like, and we saw it for a second time on Saturday, and quite unusually, on a second viewing, you go along, you expect to look more closely and to find some things that are perhaps less good than the initial first impression. But actually, it was slightly the reverse with this one. We went on Saturday, and we looked around the house, and it looked even nicer than the first time we'd seen it. And we thought, hey, actually, the things that are not so great, we can fix, and we can, replace the fact that we can replace the boiler that's looks pretty ancient and decrepit, and we can replace the shower fitment over the bath, upgrade the electrics. There are these things are fixable. I mean, clearly there's a cost and a certain amount of inconvenience, but fundamentally, the house seems to have good bones. It's got a good location, and it's got a good feel about it. It was quite funny, actually. The estate agent showing us round on Saturday, he said, "Oh, it's so refreshing to find people who are being so thorough." And he said, "So many people, they just come in and they say yes or no straight away, and." It's so nice to see people who are actually clear about what they're after. And I was briefly very flattered. And then, of course, I realised that was entirely the effect that he wanted to create. And therefore, I thought, yeah, this is part of the sales pitch, isn't it? To flatter us and tell us what good and thorough buyers we are. But anyway, so we liked the house even better on the second viewing than the first viewing. So we put in an offer. It was rejected, and we went, oh no. So a bit of negotiating. I'll spare you the details, but a bit of toing and froing, and us having a very clear idea of the maximum that we would not go above. And we've managed to get something which, both parties have found acceptable. So, and the good thing is that there's no chain above, so the vendors are not needing to buy a house. So hopefully, and here I am again saying hopefully, that should work out, and we should be able to move. It may be a little while after I've started the new job, and I may still be in temporary accommodation for a bit. That's doable. At least it seems like things are moving in the right direction now. So yeah, very exciting stuff. And in the meantime, in our current house, frantically, decluttering, trying to focus on picking out the stuff we really want to take with us, and choosing the stuff that we want to keep, rather than focusing on getting rid of stuff. And that hopefully is a more positive way to view it. Nevertheless, it is quite hard work, but I think the benefits will be that when we move into the new house, we shouldn't be having to find places for things that we don't really want anymore. And hopefully that other people will find the things that we've taken to the charity shop and go, oh, fantastic, I've always wanted a 1980s dress pattern or whatever it is, various things that we've taken to the charity shop. So yeah, there's a sense of momentum. Not completely there yet, but nearly. Bye for now.